It's showtime.
Okay, Tokyo,
South America,
Australia,
France,
Germany,
UK,
Africa.
Here we go. Head on with Bob Kincaid. 3 hours of conversation, cussing, and a discussing with America's only born and bred Southern liberal talk host. Head On with Bob Kincaid is brought to you each night by Coal River Mountain Watch. Coal River Mountain Watch invites you to become part of the solution, part of a sustainable future, part of the uprising against mountaintop removal. Coal River Mountain Watch, crmw.net. And now, from high in the hills of beautiful West Bicod, Virginia, here's Bob Kincaid on the Head On Radio Network.
Well, howdy. Here we go, off and running on this 21st day of July 2022. Happy birthday to Tracy. Thank you so very much for all of your help and all of your kindness and all of your friendship over the years. Happy birthday to our lady cab driver. This program is, of course, live. I cannot guarantee that for the full 3 hours of the program because there are, well, there are clouds in the sky, and we all know that anytime there's a clap of thunder anywhere, Appalachian Power is prone to getting the turtle squirts and running under the bed in abject terror. So if you hear the beeping of multiple uninterruptible power supplies, you will know that Appalachian Power has indeed run under the bed and is shivering and looking like a dog trying to pass a peach pit, and that we will be without electricity in fairly short order. Hi, I'm Robin. It is Thorn in the Side Thursday on the horn, and I really hope the power holds, but we had a darn fine thunderstorm about 4 o'clock this morning that brought me straight up out of bed. Then there was no rain in the forecast a little bit ago, and the next thing I know, I'm hearing thunder, and it's... in the 6 o'clock hour here, there's a 30% chance of it. We'll cross our fingers, shall we? I'll cross my pretty painted toenails, and the toes that are attached to them, for that matter. Like I said, it is Thorn in the Side Thursday, and we have an abundance of thorns, and at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time this evening, we will get some must-see TV, courtesy of the J6 Committee. That will be just as this program goes off the air. And I trust everybody will be riveted to their telescreens, just like I will be. But for the 3 hours preceding that, well, like I said, there's a right smart amount of thorns to sort of sort through and take off the stems of all the roses and the blackberry brambles and the green briars and the... But every program here at the Horn begins with gratitude, and this program is no different. And so thanks go out to our 21st day of the month subscribers. And that means thanks go out to Karen. Thank you, Karen. And thank you to Harold, President and CEO of Sochtris, the Secret Open Carry Happy Trails Roundup Society. Thank you both so much, and thanks, of course, to Tracy for following through and becoming a new subscriber. We've got space for 4 more subscribers, all of whom will have their first month's $10 subscription doubled, courtesy of Zed in Iowegia, if you would like to see that happen. And our fundraising goal is around $935. $935. So that's basically tonight, Wednesday, today, whatever, this evening, this afternoon. That's the 22nd, the 21st, and the 20th. and then part of Monday. So hopefully we will knock a good bit of that out. There are just about every penny that we could raise within our regular monthly fundraising goal is committed at this point. I do have a program note. Not this week. Let me get the calendar open so I don't screw anything up. Next week is the last broadcast week of July. July will end on the 30th and the 31st. And, of course, I've mentioned that I have my 9-month post-op checkup with my surgeon down in the greater metropolitan Nash Vegas co-prosperity sphere. Hi, Jessica. Up in the greater Rochester co-prosperity sphere. I stole co-prosperity sphere from Jessica. But anyway, I have my checkup with him on Monday, August the 1st. And I found out something today. And I'm really excited about it. I found out that something that I have loved since I was a teenager, namely the WC Handy Music Festival in my hometown, will actually be taking place that last weekend of July. And so I'm going so I'm going to take off on the 29th of July. And I'm going to go down because Florence is about 100 miles from my doctor's office. And I'm going to go and watch some free music in the stifling heat of late July in the Greater Shoals area. And it's going to be wonderful. I'm going to absolutely love it. And probably see some people that I haven't seen since I graduated high school. I reached out to Miss Terry, and I asked her if she would like to, maybe come up and take in some tunage. Don't know if she's going to be able to or not. But anyway, you know, what it boils down to is I'll get to have Friday night and then Saturday and Sunday evening. I'll head up to Nash Vegas and be at my surgeon's office at bright-eyed and bushy-tailed on Monday morning, and as soon as that appointment is over with, I will scurry back home. So that's the plan. So we will actually have our Friday on the front porch on Thursday, the 28th of July, and I hope we have a rousing, fine conversation to go with it. That's all the housekeeping for now. I know. OMG, says Ralphs. Lassie's hiding under the bed. In a pit. But, yeah, $35 to finish Monday. And then Tuesday, Wednesday, and today are desperately in need of funding. I'm sorry to mention it. As our buddy John Britovo puts it, it's not particularly an enjoyable thing to talk about. But it has to be talked about if we want this little nearly two decades long experiment in independent liberal broadcasting to continue. Because I don't even have the capacity to go out and beg people for Super Beats money. I don't think I would anyway. A couple of things to get us started this evening. Ron and Raleigh with a note. We spoke about the reason Merrick Garland is sitting on his hands, subject line, Alvin Bragg, sitting on his hands concerning prosecutions of Donald Trump, Matt Gaetz et al. Being a Federalist Society member, I'm not in the least surprised that he's slow-walking all the prosecutions. Didn't seem to slow-walk the one of Andrew Gillum now, did he? Never mind. When we mentioned the prosecutions of Donald Trump in New York since Letitia James left the DA's office, Letitia James is still the Attorney General of New York. She never was with the DA's office. Cyrus Vance Jr. And Alvin Bragg ran for and was elected to be the Manhattan DA. Ron and Raleigh notes, Bragg has a wide yellow stripe down his back. He's just a coward So once again, an obviously guilty Donald Trump gets away with criminal behavior that would land you or me in the hoosegow, two systems of justice. And, you know, I got to thinking about that, that two systems of line reminded me. We and I've heard it several times in various media locations today. This talk about how it would be unseemly if Donald Trump were to announce his candidacy. It would be unseemly to indict his skeevy, filthy, crooked, corrupt, conniving, etc. hindquarters. And then I thought about John Edwards. You remember the timeline on John Edwards? Brilliant young senator from North Carolina. Running mate to John Kerry in 2004. You remember those stirring speeches that John Kerry made in 2004 when he was running against dim leaders? Dim leader trying to get a second term in office, and John Kerry would rouse the crowd by saying, "I just want to tell you, America is in trouble." I remember those heady days, but John Edwards had sort of skyrocketed into the limelight. But then he apparently was like ever so many male politicians and couldn't keep his fly zipped and fathered an out-of-wedlock child. And that was the end of John Kerry's political career. Oh, why do we talk about this ancient history so much? Because it's still with us. And it presents a vibrant, if not lively, counterpoint to the notion of you can't hound a presidential candidate with potential criminal charges. Because it certainly didn't slow anybody down where John Edwards was concerned. But, well, and, of course, where Alex Bragg is concerned, what was it, 2-3 months ago that we delved into that in rather great detail when the letter from the assistant DA, the two of them came out when they quit and said, Alvin Bragg, you're just a chicken shit. Yeah. But I still have hope that something might yet happen to Donald Trump out of New York. It's a little less inspiring. Some thorn in the side kind of news coming out of Georgia today, via the Law and Crime blog. The circuit judge, Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney, has made an announcement in the ongoing investigation by the Fulton County District Attorney into the sleazy, skeevy, filthy, underhanded, dirty, double-dealing criminality, alleged, of Nitwit Nero and his band of footpads and cut purses and sneak thieves and highwaymen and con artists and card sharps and what. Fulton County Superior Court Judge Robert McBurney has said, with regard to the grand jury in Fulton County,
if the work is completed such that it lands on or near the election, it will stay completed and in my office until it gets disclosed after the election.
Well, now, that leaves some determinative space relative to what exactly
does kneel the election mean in Georgia Superior Court ease? Now, of course, if you're nitwit Nero,
near the election means any time ever, forever and ever, now until the ending of, like, the university.
So we're left to, I guess we're left to hope that maybe they wrap up their work sometime in the next couple of weeks and say, well, you know, Your Honor, we're done. And, of course, then the nitwit Nero and his various and sundry pettifoggers from the Draw Spunky School of Law will come in and say,
it's too near the election.
You think? Because it just sort of feels that way to me. How about you? But the judge hasn't been entirely toxic. GOP State Senator Burt Jones and 11 out of 16 of the fake nitwit Nero electors in Georgia tried to quash their subpoenas after being ID'd as targets of the Fulton County grand jury. And Judge McBurney said, nah, no, you got to testify. And the pettifogger for 11 of these arguable insurrectionists and seditionists said, well, Your Honor, it would just result in them being frog marched in front of the cameras. Because they're going to invoke their Fifth Amendment rights anyway. And, well, Judge McBurney said, well, they can't avoid asserting those rights, but the parties should still discuss what testimony they can give without incriminating themselves, like, my name is, or my address is, or my email address is, or my eye color is, my height, weight. Because the Fifth Amendment is not just a blanket. Oh, and I mentioned Letitia James, the Attorney General of New York. Enter one of the aforementioned Draw Spunky School of Law lawyers, pettifoggers for nitwit Nero, one Alina Haba. Apparently, she decided to take the work, and maybe she didn't know that nitwit Nero never pays his bill. Well, wait a minute, there's a story about that too. Might get to it. Well, Alina Haba is, well, being sued by one of her own employees, a former legal assistant, who says that she created a hostile workplace. She's got had at one point a new law firm partner named Michael Matteo. And the complaint says that she, Alina Haba, pettifogger for nitwit Nero, would blast hip-hop music and sing along with raunchy lyrics that included, yeah, the N-word. And legal assistant Nasha Drayton felt really creepy about it. Her complaint says they played and loudly sung several songs in the office with sexually explicit lyrics. The plaintiff felt both racially offensive and sexually inappropriate within the office settings. Let's see, it was DMX's Rough Riders anthem, Kanye West and Jay-Z's Gingers in Paris, and Rich Ass Fuck by Lil Wayne. And that led the plaintiff to develop panic and anxiety disorder and full-on panic attacks. God, those things are awful. They're terrible. It was April when Alina Haba lost the case. It was a Trump case. The judge ordered Nitwit Nero to pay a $10,000 a day fine because he wouldn't turn over evidence. And that's when, in a totally pissed off state, Alina Haba came out of her office, and speaking of Attorney General Letitia James, said, "I hate that black bitch." And then, you know, the plaintiff told Haba and her partner, Michael Madeo, that she felt uncomfortable mentioning the comment that her boss had made about the Attorney General of New York, not to mention the music. And she says that's when Alina Haba canned her. Her lawyer is Jacqueline Tillman, and she said, "My client let a lot of things go, but when the Letitia James comment was made, then the music with supervisors singing those lyrics and singing N-word, 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 it doesn't feel good as an employee. It's not that my client feels that Ms. Haba doesn't have the right to be a Kanye fan or sing. It's about the time and place. The office is not the place for this, particularly when an employee says, 'This hurts me.'" I'm just kind of, maybe the practice has changed. Stephen New York and Bill Rick both are active in the practice of law right now. Is it typical on a work day to be blasting rap music or country music or gospel music or classic rock and roll, 97.7, your home of the classics? Here's another one from the Eagles. Is that appropriate? Because all the law offices I've ever been in are kind of sober sides affairs. Now, once upon a time, and this would be, maybe the summer of 1990? I was clerking in a law office, and our receptionist did like to spend her lunch hour listening to Rush Limbaugh, and, well, I found that kind of upsetting, but, oh well. But there was no blasting of anything. No banjos, no fiddle music, no nothing. Because, you know, we kind of wanted to create a bit of a serious atmosphere, that there were some serious lawyering going on in that business. Yeah, well, no. Apparently not at the law firm of Alina Haba. If Alina Haba said, "I hate that black bitch," kind of makes you wonder what her client probably said.
"I hate that."
No, let's don't go there. No. And just this just in from the Department of, really? News came out today that President Biden, whom Reuters reminds us is the oldest man ever to hold the presidency of the United States. Gee, thanks for that. I'm pretty sure that had Bernie won the Democratic nomination, he'd be the oldest person ever to hold the office. And had Nitwit Nero won re-election, he probably would be too. But nonetheless, Reuters mentioned that. But
President Biden has the Rona. He had to cancel a trip, I think, to Pennsylvania-Bamistan, the Commonwealth thereof. And he is at present working in isolation. He's got the sniffles and the aforementioned dry cough. Nothing about him losing his sense of taste. And then again, when Nitwit Nero had it, he had no sense of taste to lose. Because he said, those are some tacky mother, but never mind. He's said to be okay, mild case. And of course, they immediately got him on the oral antiviral drug, which is within the standard of care. And he'll keep working in isolation until he tests positive, or negative. Negative. He's already tested positive. So, hope he gets well soon. I fully expect within the next 24 hours to, if it's not already out there, to see some maggot cue ball site absolutely on fire. Joe Biden dead of COVID. Body double, now running country. Biden never ran country anyway because he was old and stupid. You know it and I know it. Well, thank you, Billable Rick. Billable Rick has given me a cowbell. That's for Nitwit Nero had no sense of taste, no taste to lose. Thank you. This one just made the little short hairs on the back of my neck stand on end. In Rockland County, New York, federal health officials have identified and confirmed information from the New York State Health Department that a case of polio has been identified. Well, great. Polio. Well, let's not tell anybody we need any polio vaccines because we don't need any polio. Wait, the polio anti-vaxxers will be, I'd rather my kid was dead of polio than get the autism from the polio vaccine. But it's the first known case of polio in the United States in more than 30 years. Rockland County Health Commissioner Patricia Schnabel-Ruppert issued a statement saying, we are monitoring the situation closely and working with the New York State Department of Health and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention to respond to this emergent public health issue to protect the health and well-being of county residents. The last time a case of polio was found in the United States was 1979. Of course, we were a much smarter country then, now, weren't we? The last time somebody brought polio into the United States from overseas was 1993. There's no cause to panic. But sometimes it just feels like it's just too damn much. By the way, blasting music at work, Billable Rick answers, not. I sometimes play alternative rock, Radio Free Phoenix, softly on my Bluetooth speaker and sometimes close my office door while listening. I don't listen to rap or music with explicit lyrics. I also listen to your program and sometimes have to turn it down when you get spirited and or start to drop F-bombs. You know what? I will take that into account, Billable. I would hate to get you in any kind of trouble with the boss people. Sometimes I just get caught up in the moment. But you kind of confirm it, and I'm willing to bet if you have to go to another law office for a deposition or something. Do you Do you walk in the door and get your hair blown back like the old Maxell tape commercial? By a bone jarring sonic wave of, I don't know, Kiss or AC/DC or. I'm guessing that's a no too. Lee in New York, who, well, closer to it than I am, subject line polio.
We have one case, only one, soon down close to zero. It'll go away in the spring, like the cold.
Oh, God, Lee. Don't make this more difficult than it already is. As for the people who with whom Nitwit Nero has surrounded himself, Ron and Raleigh says you forgot grifters, mountebanks, charlatans, etc. Card sharps, three-card Monty dealers. Yeah. Truth. I like mountebanks. Poltroons, Ron, poltroons. How do we keep leaving the poltroons out of the mix? I know. Oh, and we've got, for this Thorn in the Side Thursday, we have a Jim Shorts Jordan sighting. This goes back a couple of days, but nonetheless, he took to the floor on Tuesday to go after the Marriage Equality Protection Bill, which, remember, only protects marriages that have heretofore been celebrated and does not make marriage equality the law of the land like it should be. But nonetheless, Jim Jacket Off Jordan is terribly, terribly upset.
This bill is simply the latest installment of the Democrats' campaign to delegitimize and attempt to intimidate the United States Supreme Court.
Well, if we're trying to intimidate the Supreme Court, we are doing one piss-poor job of it. Is piss okay, Bullable? Sorry. I'm trying to figure it. I'm trying to figure out how this proud son of Ahia figures that making a law intimidates the Supreme Court. Unless, of course, Jim Jacket Off Jordan is admitting that our majestic, most puissant, dread sovereign Supreme Catholic Majesties actually view themselves as the rulers of the nation, which I'm thinking at this point they do and are. I mean, I'm wondering what Jim Jacket Off Jordan thinks should be done when a sitting most senior member of the court says that the right to marry whom you love should be snatched away in the dark and still of the night by the court. Jacket Off Jordan blathered away. We're here for political messaging. Democrats can't run on their record or any accomplishments less than 4 months before an election and stoke unfounded fears. I hope we can defeat it. I hope it doesn't pass. It passed. Of course, as we discussed in the prior program, its chances of getting out of that pool of blood and dust on the desk of Machiavellio McConnellio, the fifth mutant ninja turtle, the bad one, the evil one, well, kind of narrow, really. But since we're talking about maggot members of the Congress, how about Representative William Timmons?
Representative William Timmons is a Republican maggot from South Carolina, Stone. And know, he's got conservative family values.
That's why he was a romping. That's a technical term for in flagrante delicto, which is a Latin term for bed. He was a romping with the estranged wife of a South Carolina real estate developer. Now, I don't know if this is the kind of South Carolina real estate developer who would maybe, I don't know, develop real estate on top of a gator swamp and get folks it. But nonetheless, representing William Timmons took to the airwaves to try to refute the charges levied by one Ron Rawlis, who said that representing Timmons had actually arm-twisted some judges and some cops to get him arrested and jailed on a kidnapping charge. To further an affair with his estranged wife, socialite Paula Dyer. And among other things, Ron Rawlis said he spent months wearing an ankle monitor and was separated from his young daughter before the charge was expunged. And also denied the developer's claims and rejected allegations about, there's that term again, sex parties. Wait, are these the cocaine-fueled the sexy time orgies that Maddie Maidenform Cawthorn was talking about a couple of months back? Over at FM 94.5, the Morning Answer, representing Timmons said, this here has been a distraction. I apologize, my personal life has been made into a distraction, but we're focused, we're going to stay focused. I think the focusing is the problem. And we're going to keep America first, and we're going to do everything we can to get this country back on track. Timmons is, of course, a maggot. He was endorsed by Nitwit Nero in the June 14th GOP primary. And he's a pettifogger. And he owns something called the Swamp Rabbit CrossFit Gym at Unity Park. I don't understand why these fellers can't just focus on the... Boys, it's not that hard. Well, no, maybe that's what Ms. Dyer said. Never mind. It's just another skeevy Republican. Pay no attention. Yeah, I know. Darlene in Connecticut says, oh my God, first case of polio since 1979. Oh my God, I guess humans are the only species on this planet to actually devolve with the pursuit of devolution led by the citizens of the United States of America, the greatest country in the history of the world on earth now, today, forever, in the universe under God. Amen. Yeah, I was chatting. Our pal Chris in Germany shoots me a note every evening when she wakes up over in Germany, being a few hours ahead and all, and lets me know that the upload uploaded appropriately. And we were talking yesterday, and Chris and I are pretty much in agreement. Chris said, we've flipped the kill switch and are now committing mass suicide. I can't explain our refusal to act on the climate any other way. We've been building this crisis for a long time and we're continuing to build it. Consequences be damned. and I sort of coined a phrase, we've become a suicide species. We're treating the planet like one great big Jonestown, and all the corporate oligarchs and the plutocrats and the poisoners and the polluters and they're just mixing up that big old batch of Flavor-Aid for us, not Kool-Aid, Flavor-Aid. That's important when you're making your Jim Jones Guyana comparisons. It wasn't even the good stuff. Oh, and going back to the various and sundry friends of Mr. Trumpo, Ron points out, we also missed pillocks. Yes, poltroons and pillocks. Charlatans, mountebanks. I need to write that list down and just memorize it later. Meanwhile, up in occasionally sane Minnesota, there's a political campaign on. Abortion remains legal in Minnesota because the Supreme Court set a precedent in 1995, but that doesn't mean that the Republicans aren't barking and grunting and hooting and doing what they, Matt Burke is a maggot who's running for lieutenant governor alongside his gubernatorial running mate, Scott Jensen. Matt Burke was actually blathering away to a national misogyny group in Georgistan on the very day that the Dobbs decision came out and 51% or more of the citizenry of the United States were reduced to something less than full citizens. It was in that speech that the aforementioned Matt Burke began to blather away about the women's, saying, our culture loudly but also stealthily, sort that one out later, promotes abortion. They're telling women they should look a certain way, they should have careers, all these things. Now let's remember, this clown sort of like Matt, Ron Monkey Up DeClantis down in Florida went to Harvard. He's educated. And he holds genuine animus for people who think that women should be able to, and other pregnant people capable of being pregnant, should be in control of those functions. And said, one of the arguments I probably saw 20 times online today was about rape. And obviously, they always want to go to the rape card. Rape is obviously a horrible thing, but an abortion is not gonna, it's not gonna heal the wounds of that, and two wrongs is not gonna make it right. A lot of things have been legal before that we've changed, right? I mean, we always hear about the, I know I'm talking to a bunch of pro-life warriors here. He's in Georgia, remember. Slavery used to be legal, right? I wish I had the audio. I bet there was clapping at that point. Which is an interesting comparison to make, because really the way that the other side treats an unborn child is the unborn child is the property of the mother. They'll tell you who they are. We just have to be clear-eyed enough to recognize it. Equating a fetus, a sea monkey at some portion of the process, with an enslaved human being whose entire life is circumscribed by agony, by misery, by theft of labor. And by the absolute absence of freedom. You're right. Right. Yeah. The fuck is wrong with Harvard? And again, we've asked that question before. And I don't necessarily have an answer. And along the way, also, a little bit of audio, maybe, oh, for pity's sakes. Huh. Nothing clicking right now. What in God's name's going on? I know. Kind of crawls all over you, doesn't it, Steve? Stealthily and loudly? Steve in New York says, like, pardon me while I scream at you loudly? Also, two wrongs don't make a right, so he's against the death penalty? Yeah, no. Hey, it still doesn't make a right, but it makes a darn good time. It's a lot of fun. You ever been to an execution? Now, Bill Ulrich notes, piss is okay for the office, but fuck is a bridge too far. I will try to... You made me say fuck, Billable. Fuck. I'll try to do something about that if you don't trick me into saying fuck all the time. That was a sneaky lawyer trick on your part. Now, why in the world is this happening? Oh, well. Maybe we can make the magic happen another way. Because, speaking of Ron Monkey up DeClantis and Florida, let's go to Santa Rosa County, Florida. Now, Santa Rosa is not the same county where Pensacola is. Pensacola is in Escambia, but Santa Rosa County is right there next to Escambia County. It is time to meet Elizabeth Janai Lancaster. Elizabeth, not Elizabeth, not Elizabeth, but Elizabeth. Alisabeth. Janai, Janai, Lancaster. And she's a candidate for Santa Rosa County School Board. And, of course, she is a maggot. Among other things, she said that if she gets to the school board, she's gonna work real hard to make sure that prayer should be mandatory in the schools because the U.S. was founded, here we go again, on Judeo-Christian values. Said it a million times, I'll say it again. I wish the Judeo parts of the Judeo-Christian values would speak up and kind of separate themselves from Elizabeth, the Elizabeth Janai Lancasters of the world, but I think I got a lot of waiting to do. Kind of frustrating, really. But she stood up to speechify and opened her mouth and the bats flew out. And this one is a straight up, no kidding, genocidalist. I really hope we've got decent audio here because this is in need of hearing. Behold the Republican Party. Now understand, the Republican Party of Santa Rosa County, Florida, nor the Republican Party of Florida, nor the Republican, the Republican National Committee, none of them will denounce this woman. If a Democrat said something like this, every news program in the country would feature it and demand that every Democratic leader in this country sit in sackcloth and ashes and repent for this kind of ugliness. Here we go. Got your hockey puck?
Hello. My name is retired after 28 years as a Federal Reserve law enforcement officer, protection services. I was in operation.
Now, I know the audio is not great. It would be a little bit better if I could get the fab machine to cooperate right now. But she's a grandmother of three. She's got another one on the way. And then she announces, I am a retired law enforcement officer. That's going to prove to be a little bit important here in a minute. And she's been some sort of supervisory something or another.
Supervisor at the time I retired. Our division provided dignitary escorts and protection. We conducted treasury operations and research and investigations. I have an associate's degree in criminal justice and received my law enforcement certification through the state of Colorado. I am a conservative and hold Christian values and beliefs. I would love to see the prayer reinstated instead of the moment of silence. Our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values and beliefs that I believe should be respected and encouraged.
So far, just the standard litany of right-wing stupidity and obfuscation and bald-faced lies. She doesn't like the moment of silence. She wants good Christian prayer. Make them little Muslims and Jews pray it too. Maybe Jesus won't burn them in hell if they'll do it. Because God is love, y'all.
I am in favor of the Guardian program and against any social engineering projects, especially CRT or any ideologies that do not belong in the school platform.
And she, of course, will be determining what belongs in the school platform, but definitely not CRT. You know, I saw a great meme earlier today. Every now and then I'll save one. It's a picture of a lunch counter sit-in at the hot donut department of, you know, some dime store that had a lunch counter. Seated at the lunch counter is a black woman, a young black woman. There's a couple of white folks seated with her. Behind them are a group of white people, grinning, laughing, one of whom is about to pour cold water onto the white girl sitting with the black girl. It's most back there behind the folks sitting at the counter. It's mostly all white boys. Might be a couple of girls in there. It's kind of weird to see a boy standing at a lunch counter in a department store honking away on a cigarette. There's an older guy balding with a straw fedora on his hat. Maybe it's a Panama. And what the meme says is critical race theory lesson one. Your grandparents identify with one of these two groups and have handed down their values. Take all the time you want with this. Take all the time you need. Not really a middle ground there, is there? And the white boy who's sitting at the counter has already had something poured on him. And the white girl's about to get something dumped on her, too. And it comes down to this very day, because a genocidal level of hatred has long nestled in the bosom of the Republican Party and has suckled at its teat. But here in the early years of the third decade of the 21st century, the predatory chicks are ready to leave the nest. And Elizabeth Janae Lancaster, you know, she's ready to fly.
The children should not be burdened with the woke agenda that is leading a path of destruction everywhere it goes. Just to mention what has recently surfaced, the pharmaceutical companies are paying $1.3 million for each gender reassignment. I don't know about you, but I am wondering how they are getting in contact with these children. These doctors that are going along and mutilating these children and prescribing hormone blockers to these kids, in my opinion, they should be hanging from the nearest tree. Follow the money.
It's the sustained applause that really makes the difference there. These doctors who are prescribing hormone blockers for these children should be hanging from the nearest tree. In other words, Elizabeth Janae Lancaster, Republican, is in favor of lynch mobs. And, you know, if they want to do it to the doctors who treat people like me, I'm not a child, but if they want to do it to the doctors who treat people like me, what do you think they want to do to people like me? And the instant that she utters the words, should be hanging from the nearest tree, you heard it there. Those good God-fearing, upstanding, Bible-believing, Christ-centered, evangelical, fundamentalist, homosexual, Christian, Republican, lynch mobsters. Give her a hearty round of applause. And did you happen to notice bullshit assertions that she makes? And, you know, there's a through line that runs through these things. A year or more ago, when we were in the midst of the pandemic, I explained about how somebody who was clerking up at one of the Rippy Marts explained to me that, by God, every time a hospital turns in a form that says somebody done died of the Rona, that the hospital gets $45,000 for free. This is just recycling. And this began with a creep, a liar, a prevaricator, a poltroon, a pillock, a charlatan, a fraud, by the name of Scott Nugent, and that's N-E-W-G-E-N-T, no kin to Pantsville and Ted. He said,
every child that they convince is transgender and in need of medical transition, it generates $1.3 million to pharma.
Horseshit. pure unmitigated horseshit, just like the $45,000 per COVID corpse. Now, let's see. Let's just work with some raw numbers here real quick. Let's assume that puberty blockers, and they don't cost this much, but let's just say that they're $2,000 a month. It's a monthly injection. That would be $24,000 a year. Now, let's say the kid is on the blockers till they're 16, from about the age of 12. That's 4 years. Let's just round it up to $100,000. That's nowhere near $1.3 million. And remember, our puberty blocker number was wildly inflated. But where did, I mean, I think it's valuable to figure out how an Elizabeth Janae Lancaster, retired law enforcement officer of Colorado, gets hold of a number like that. Well, there's a vile, vicious, ugly, fact-free film making the rounds by a guy who describes himself as a theocratic fascist by the name of Matt Walsh. And the aforementioned Scott Nugent utters that vile, filthy lie in the aforementioned stupid film. And once again, we have a case of a lie getting around the world before the truth can get its shoes on. And there's an entire industry now dedicated to this kind of hatred. The Daily Wire, for instance. And this woman is part of the concerted effort by the maggots to take over school boards. You know, while the Democrats sit around bemoaning the lack of a pony. So far. Yeah, Flavio with a note. Misrepresenting gender-affirming care as mutilation. All doctors do is prescribe puberty blockers until they're of age to decide. They don't mutilate anybody. Of course not. And gender-affirming surgery is not mutilation, no matter how much they yell. Just the same that an abortion to stop an ectopic pregnancy and remove an ectopic pregnancy is an abortion, no matter how much the people from Alliance Defending Freedom scream that it isn't. We desperately do need to get loud about this. Insistent. Intolerant. You know, like what Flavio said here, when an Elizabeth Janae Lancaster grandmother, former law enforcement officer, purveyor of lynch mobs, says this stuff, you know, you don't respond by saying, and this is, you know, this is no, I'm not taking issue with what you said, Flavio, but you can't respond to that vicious freak by saying all doctors do is prescribe puberty blockers until they're of age to decide they don't mutilate anybody. You stand up and you scream at the maggot. You're a liar. Stop lying. Quit telling lies. You're either telling lies or you're an idiot. Pick one. Wait, why do we have to disagree? You're an idiot telling lies. Because in all the blather about the marketplace of ideas that we focus on in free speech issues, that's all well and good until you come up to the Elizabeth Janae Lancasters of the world. The marketplace of ideas does not include a marketplace of abject falsehoods. And I don't know if this shit bird attempt at a human being is going to make the national news. But you and I both know how it would be handled. I don't care if it's MSNBC, CNN, whatever. They will treat it like objective journalists, when in fact they should be absolutely destroying this creature and making it plain that she should not be able to be in civilized society, that she should not be able to leave her house without being confronted by her evil, by her wickedness. And there was nobody there to challenge her. Not a soul. And that's how the lies grow. Yeah, Flavio says it was when Elizabeth suggested lynching that she was applauded to the echo. That is chilling. Yeah, it is. But this is also a part of Florida that's also often referred to as L.A., Lower Alabama. It's not an excuse, but it is an explanation. Steve at New York says, oh, I fucked up. Pardon me while I scream at you quietly. I know. Ron and Raleigh says, it's odd. Why isn't circumcisions of infant males not considered genital mutilation? It was considered an anti-masturbation procedure, but worked its way into common usage. And I'm guessing it didn't have a hell of a lot of impact on masturbation either. Takes away a lot of nerve endings. But not all of them. But, you know, because, well, the great big bearded juvenile delinquent in the sky has a taste for penis ends. Go figure. And going back to Harvard, Ron and Raleigh says, what's wrong with Harvard, you ask? After so many years in existence, how many students in that august institution are legacies? You get accepted not because of your whip-smart intelligence, but because your great-great-grandpappy matriculated there. Seems there's been a dilution of the gene pool. Yeah, and a massive uptick in privilege. Oh, and by the way, the Representative Zoe Loughran, thank you, Steve, has, she was talking with MSNBC today and said that, how about that? The Secret Service has hired their own outside lawyer once the news came out that there might be some criminal charges coming down. And apparently, according to Zoe Loughran, this is a new pettifogger. Frank Figluzzi on the panel said, so timing's everything, right? Everyone has the right to counsel, of course, but the timing is important here because if they didn't invoke the right to counsel, they didn't. If they didn't acquire counsel because they didn't think anything was wrong and they weren't under criminal scrutiny, and they did it after figuring out we're in trouble here and we don't know when they heard that the DHS inquiry had turned criminal, that would be significant. And, you know, the dog ate it defense, it might very well be right up there with the Chewbacca defense before we're done. So, we are 10 minutes into the second hour of the program. $935 to go in fundraising. And sad to report, we are goose egging again. It would be so nice if I could just give the goal at the beginning of the program and then everybody goes, oh, okay. But I don't know. I don't know. We're goose egging. But that having been said, let's run over to the Skype line. You there, Todd?
Todd is here.
Cool. I'm glad Todd is. You got your popcorn popped. You ready for tonight?
Oh, that's going to be interesting. Yes. I don't know how long is this supposed to be? That's late, 8 o'clock. Late.
I figure it'll run till 10.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's well worth it. So I'm gonna say something here. I believe it was this morning on public radio. I'm not gonna speculate, but public radio.
Speculate away.
Well, it was interesting because I was listening to WWNO, which is New Orleans, and they had on a healthcare provider from New Orleans on. It might have been, All In or 1A or something like that. But
All One.
The doctor. Mm-hmm.
Sorry, couldn't resist.
I mean, come on. But, the healthcare professional, you know, she brought up the obvious point that we have politicians now, you know, codifying and legislating things that they don't even know. They're not medical professionals. And this business about just, no abortions, period. You know, no, stop it, nothing. That's insane. I mean, and because the doctor, the healthcare professional, brought up some issues that I hadn't thought about, and I haven't heard other people talk about it. So, and people are going to be getting sued, man. What happens when you have a mother that has cancer and she's required to bring a fetus to full term?
Well, she shouldn't have gotten the cancer.
Well, that's right. It's the Democrats. The Democrats gave her that fucking cancer. Exactly. See? It's the Democrats' fault. Well, you answered that.
That's your Democrat party at work. It's the party of the cancer.
That's right. Because they don't like regulation, and they wanted people to drink poison water so the mother, the harborer, the host, could get the host. That's what we have to call women now, hosts. You know, persons that can reproduce. Are hosts. They're not women, they're hosts.
Why not just call them the uterus?
Yeah, you're a two-legged uterus, you?
I mean, if you're a person who can get pregnant, the only to the Republican Party, your intelligence doesn't matter. Your eye color doesn't matter, your height, your weight, none of it matters. The only thing that matters, the uterus. I'm sorry. Freedom Canal. Yeah. Don't forget the Freedom Canal.
Freedom. Nobody said that for real, right?
No. That was an idea that Joy and Ann Arbor shared with us the other day.
Oh. Well, it sounds like something they would say.
She said, we need to stop calling it a birth canal and start calling it a sexual freedom canal. Because your lives are about more than how Christo-fascists define the purpose of our bodies. Not every woman wants an Erie canal. And well, she is right.
Yeah, it appears that these folks, these laws, these codifications are turning childbearing people into slaves to society.
Yeah.
They don't own their own body anymore. I said, that's just some crazy shit, didn't it? I mean, I don't understand this. I mean, the rape thing is just, that's pretty much the end of the argument for me. You know, but then the incest, I mean, what the hell are these people thinking about?
and then narking on people? What the fuck is wrong with these people?
Well, I mean, they are who they are.
Well, I think that the art, you know, this is gonna somehow. Well, I don't know now. I don't know. Supreme Court is split. This is exactly why we have to add seats to the Supreme Court. It's not packing the court, because how many times have we heard we can't have them activist judges? Them activist judges. Right.
Right. Oh yeah.
So, I just don't want to. I mean, if I were a person that could bear a child, I'd be terrified. I just don't want to. I mean, this is crazy shit.
Well, you know what? I'm not. That's the thing. Nobody is immune from the terror. That's why there are men all over this country who are running, not walking, to get vasectomies.
Well,
because if you are, you know, if you're in a relationship with or plan on having sex with a person who can get pregnant, their life is not the only life that changes.
Well, that's the other part of it. That's true. This is the thing. This is what I really do. I predict this. I think they have overstepped their bounds. Because, you know, you got one segment of women who might be conservative, might be right wing, might be Republican, but at the end of the day, they're like human beings.
Right.
And they're tired of arguing with their partner, their hetero partner about this kind of stuff. They're not gonna say anything. They're just gonna vote against it. They're gonna go in that booth and vote the right way. They're gonna believe me, they're gonna vote the right way, because you know, women are stronger than
Wait, are you experiencing an outbreak of optimism or hopefulness?
Well, they just went too far. I mean, logic would dictate. Once you start thinking about this shit, fleshing it out. I mean, I guess everyone does. Like you brought up ectopic pregnancy. That's kind of common knowledge, but maybe it's not so common because.
No, it's common knowledge among intelligent people.
Well, that's what I was going to say.
It's a deep and dark mystery. I mean, for God's sakes, the Alliance Defending Freedom sent a woman to the House of Representatives, Josh Hawley's own wife, to say that the removal of an ectopic pregnancy is not an abortion, but it's an ectopic pregnancy. It's an elimination of a pregnancy, and therefore it is an abortion. I mean, what are they going to do? Start calling them ectopsises? Because the word pregnancy is in there. It is a fertilized ovum. It's a little sea monkey that gets stuck in the fallopian tube.
And it's stuck there. It's going to, bad things happen. It's not where it's supposed to be.
And God forbid that that one of those bullshit heartbeats is detectable, because then that means that the host has to continue bleeding, hemorrhaging. Let's use that word too. Let's get really medical, Todd. Not bleeding. Bleeding is what happens when you cut your finger when you're chopping onions.
Right.
What happens when an ectopic pregnancy ruptures is hemorrhaging.
Right.
And now, because of the Supreme Court, these pro-life shitbirds when a pregnant person has either has a bad spontaneous abortion or a hemorrhaging ectopic pregnancy, if there is one of those bullshit fetal heartbeats, then mama has to keep hemorrhaging until there's no fetal heartbeat anymore. Ponder that for a couple of minutes. I mean, it's under the best of circumstances, it's a race against the clock. But now, the Republicans have the stopwatch, and you can't stop start the clock until you can't hear the bullshit so-called fetal heartbeat that doesn't actually exist. It's nothing more than an electrical impulse, because there ain't no heart.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a good point. And that doesn't get talked about enough. That's exactly. That's not even formed yet. You know, what these folks don't believe in evolution, because honestly, I mean, we all know this, but you know, we start off looking like a little fish. Just like a little fish.
Sea monkey!
Right, exactly. You know, it's not a great mystery. Joe the plumber is not your OBGYN. Okay. They need to stop acting like this shit. They shut the fuck up. This is not your purview, people. You know, lawmakers, this is not your purview. This is bullshit. But it's too late now. So now, and this is exactly why we're in trouble. One of the reasons that we're in trouble with it, which is why I had this last article I read, you know, half of America thinks we'll be in a civil war in a few years. You know, people have to come back to common sense. Everyone does not have the same set of intellectual tools. And like Todd has said for years, people need to listen to motherfuckers who know more than you. That's just the way it is. It's not pretty, but that's just a fact. You know, everyone has their lot in life. I mean, it's just the way it is. If you don't want to read, you didn't like school, then, you know, you're changing tires for a living. And that's okay. It's honest work. But I don't want you codifying things, you know, my friend when, you know, they can terminate a pregnancy or not. Because you didn't pay attention in school, Mr. Tire Changer. You know, Mr. Gun Toter, you know, or businessman. No. We've lost our way here. We've lost our fucking way. But the only remedy is to, in fact, put more seats on the Supreme Court. And it's time. And here's one of my rationales for that. You know, the country keeps growing. You know, we keep having more people. We're not shrinking, I don't think. We keep growing, which means that we need more representation. That's just logic. Logic pretty much fucking works. Most of the time, logic works.
At least in theory.
Well, at least in theory, right. At least in theory. But this is what we have to start pushing on right now. People are, we can't be bashful. These people are playing hardball. And we can't be mealy-mouthed and dancing around, you know, the subject and all these little niceties. Fuck, you know, these people are not, they're not playing fair. And they're insane, and they're harboring insane people. You know, I mean, because still, on Washington Journal, what appears to be a statistically significant portion of listeners, callers, really feel that Washington Journal and C-SPAN in general is leaning left. I never heard, until Trump came around, I never heard such a thing. Never.
You could disagree, but don't say they're leaning left. That just because you don't like what you hear. That's simple social science. The truth hurts. You know, people have gotten too comfortable with this confirmation bias because you can go to wherever you want to listen to something that you call news that makes you feel good. You know, it's not based in empiricism. It's not based in facts. It just makes you feel good. You know, and that's okay. It's good to feel good. That's what dope is for. Or other things, you know, chocolate cake, sex, whatever. But don't get that confused with running our society. That's bullshit. You know, stop it. People need to stop that shit. You know, but I feel, I believe. Well, okay, where are your facts? Where are your facts?
Yeah, it's that feeling and believing.
But since you brought it up, you know what? This is the time to rewatch The House of Cards. It really is, for so many reasons. You know, they delved into all those years. Yeah, I know Kevin Spacey's a jackass, but we have to separate the artists from.
I know. I tell myself that every time I see an episode of Everybody Loves Raymond.
Oh, dude, I don't know anything. Now, what's Dark Side?
Oh, the woman who played his wife. Horrible right winger.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Tim Allen. Whoa.
Oh, Tim Allen, I already knew. Yeah, he's a dick. Yeah. Well, you know, he probably hates black people because he was in prison. He probably got fucked up. He probably got beat the fuck up in prison. But, yeah, that's too bad. But, you know, guys, a lot of these people in North Jersey, man, they're just rednecks. You know, just like in the South, man.
Pennsylvania, Pittsburgh in the West, Philly in the East, Alabama in the middle.
Yeah. But back to House of Cards, you see, they had the whole scenario with interfering with elections through the internet and search engines and such. You know, it was called Pogo, I believe, on House of Cards. Then you had the Secret Service agent who was monitoring, servicing, protecting Kevin Spacey's character. His name was Meacham. And, you know, he was, I'm not going to say he's bisexual, I don't know, but he had encounters with the wife and the president and him alone. So maybe, I don't know if they were experimenting, I don't know, but that's just the show. Well, what I'm saying is that for folks who aren't paying attention, most of our high-level law enforcement they're inherently fascist, because if you think, and really, if you back up, and this is not hyperbolic what I'm saying, if you really back up and think about it, they are the protectors of the king. And that's what the president is, right? They're protecting the king. And that's their job. And in our society, that kind of makes them fascist. And in this society, you know, it's no secret, if you're paying attention, they're right-wing folks. They always have been. You know, G. Gordon Liddy types. So I'm not surprised at all about this shit you know, they're cocky, man. They don't give a fuck. You know, they feel like they're doing what they're supposed to do. They like Trump. They like that shit. They thought it was funny. Like, we can't let
it's funny when somebody's cruel to people you think need to be abused. That's freaking hilarious, right?
Well, yeah, because that's what they want to do. They would do it if they could. Man, come on, they're thugs. They're fucking. I mean, we need them, I guess. You know, you got to protect the president, but that's just the way things have developed, and it's not a secret. I mean, if you're paying attention, it's not, ask any historian. It's not a secret. I'm not just speaking off my cuff here. It's everybody, I mean, come on. This is ridiculous.
I know.
Well, why aren't people just saying the obvious? See, to me, this is a constitutional crisis.
Oh, we've been in one of those for a while. I mean, haven't we been talking about a constitutional crisis since, like, January 20th, 2017?
Yes. Well, yeah. And
you know what? We wouldn't be dealing with this J6 bullshit. Pardon me. We wouldn't be dealing with that if it weren't for the fact that we didn't deal with the constitutional crisis on January 20th, 2017.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right.
But if you want to push the issue, we had a constitutional crisis in with the Brooks Brothers riot in Miami-Dade in what, December 2000? We've been rolling from one constitutional crisis to the next.
And then
2004 wasn't clean. But you didn't see, in neither 2000 nor 2004 did you see thousands of Democrats trying to overturn constitutional governance. In point of fact, I remember in 2000, you know, we had Gore Lieberman. Remember what they turned that into, Todd? Do you remember what they, what was it? Sore loser man.
You know, but they don't remember that. You know, they it's amazing. The name calling, you know, they just don't get it. They if they don't get their way, something's wrong. They are going to get their way because they're in deep in all our institutions.
Well, but see, if people get upset, for instance, over cops murdering in cold blood on for God and everybody to see on recording devices, a black man, then those are rioters. But 10,000 people descending on the Capitol to overturn, to do away with the Constitution of the United States, that's legitimate protest.
Well, that's the mindset.
And you can take this all the way back to Katrina. You remember the footage of looters in New Orleans? And then the photo of white people carrying stolen goods, and they were foraging.
They're foraging. Black folks are looting. And because
do you remember? Do you remember Wolf Blitzer? Do you remember Wolf Blitzer?
Oh, yeah,
God, I wish the computer was cooperating. God damn it!
Wolf, I'm still getting a check for massage Blitzer. You mean?
Yeah. Well, not even that, but. There was a scene of some devastation with Katrina, and he sits there on an open mic commenting on the video and says, "So poor and so black."
Yeah. Well, you see, couple that with how he looked at the press dinner. Where Obama made fun of Trump. Wolf looked so uncomfortable. He looked like he was just about to pull out his little secret gun and shoot somebody. He was very upset. He was very upset. But this is who
but there's a, there, the point. The point is there's a through line to all of this. It's kind of like
draw a scattergram on me, man. Stop.
Yeah, I kind of am. I mean, it's like something our buddy Reverbo said a little bit ago when I was talking about we've turned into a suicide species in terms of climate change. Reverbo reminded me, like I've observed before, half the planet has become a warehouse and the other half a dump.
Hmm.
How do you argue with that?
It's only true.
Yeah, exactly. It's only true.
We've been breaking temperatures. Oh my God! And Philly's burning the fuck up. It was just ridiculous. It was so hot there. Outdoor beer garden was okay, but when I had a second, damn. I mean, you expect that here, but
And look at Europe. Look at the Spaniards that have 500 and some odd Spaniards, you know, up till a few days ago, had died of heat stroke. So, honestly, I'm not trying to hate on any certain group, but it's interesting that we got all the support for Ukraine, you know, fighting Putin. But, you know, when folks were fighting in Somalia and countless other African countries, you know, it was like, well, you know, we just have to let them do what they want to do. And I will concede that their issues did not affect the world economy. And this is what's messed up about this. White people behaving badly now is affecting our world economy. Because, you know, Ukraine, they supply a lot of sunflower seed oil, which, you know, the Middle East, they depend on. There's a lot of unintended consequences and intended. And as we discussed, some time ago, you see, now Putin's in the corner. He doesn't care. He's like Trump. They're very much alike. If he's not winning, he's the chessboard, he's going to knock that chessboard over and say, look, we can't continue. The game's on the floor. We have to start over. Or, you know, I win. You know, he's messing around with the natural gas going to Europe, Nord Stream. You know, this guy, you know, just let it, he needs to let it go, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. He's going to do what he wants to do.
And yeah.
This white-on-white crime is dragging us down. I don't want anybody else.
What are we going to do about this white-on-white crime?
That's what it is. What the fuck, man? Did you ever think in your lifetime you'd see In this time frame, in 2022, we're supposed to be civilized. A major country.
We're supposed to be floating around in helium-filled pants. That's what Reverbo told me damn near 20 years ago.
See? And where's my car plane? You know, the car that turns into an old traffic.
Where's the Jetsons flying saucer? Where's the little miniature flying saucer that you put Elroy into to send him off to elementary school?
Shit.
I mean, if Lady B's listening, I know where she's already gone. Where's that undersea by rail from New York to Paris?
Oh. That was a movie.
No, what a beautiful world this would be. What a glorious time to be free.
Now you know, and that does not
IGY.
She doesn't like that. Stop. She's gonna make me put it on.
Just machines to make big decisions. Sorry.
I should have fucked up.
Well, yeah, it is. And the thing is, I was talking to somebody the other day, and one of their relatives had passed away at 84, and she said to me, you know, even at 84, life is short. And I said, if we live to be 500, life would be short. And I find it incredibly interesting, Todd, that we see the phenomenon that's developed in my generation, where now we are going backwards. Your generation, too. We're going backwards, especially in certain parts of the country.
Don't start that shit. Wait a minute. I'm not. You act like I'm 40. Come on, man. You got two or three. You got 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I said. Our generation. But you know, we've started going backwards. Life expectancy was going up. It'd go up a couple of, you know, every generation it'd go up a year or so, and now we're going backwards. Unless you're a member of the wealthy class. You know, I every now and then. Holy shit! Time out.
What happened?
Where'd you go?
Well, who?
You little fucker. Real spindly-ass spider just kind of came down, got in front of my face, and was like, hey, Robin, what are you doing? And now I don't
know.
Wait
a minute. Did he just drop down from the ceiling?
Yeah.
That's happening. That's a thing. It happened at work, and we have high ceilings. It happens at home. This moisture.
Yeah, but the thing is, that's when I said, holy shit, and I backed up. And I don't know where he or she is.
Oh, God. Inaccurate motherfucker.
But it was, you know, all spindly and shit and looked like something out of Johnny fucking Quest. And now I'm leaning my head over where the web was coming down. And it's like, God damn, you dumb girl.
Don't go near it. They're everywhere.
And you know, I'm the reverence for life type. You know, I was looking over here trying to find like a big envelope or something. And, you know, I was going to let it land on it. And I was going to carry it out the door, but no. No, it's one of them.
Guess what?
One of them disappearing, bite you in the middle of the night spiders.
Oh. Don't you know I woke up with this bruise?
Guess I know what I'm dreaming of tonight. Fuck.
They're out here.
Where are you? Well, at least it's not one of them Australian fennel web spiders, because if you get bit by one of those, you got to row across Sydney Harbour, because the hospital on your side of Sydney Harbour doesn't have the antivenom, but the one on the other side of Sydney Harbour does. That is a terrible thing, the fennel web spider. It's an inside joke. Ferg and I saw it years and years ago when he was a kid. We saw a documentary about the dreaded funnel web spider. And he wasn't okay, and neither was I. And now I find myself not okay again. But anyway, what I was saying is that every now and then it's worth drawing attention to the fact that the life expectancy of a man in McDowell County, West Virginia. Just your average dude. That life expectancy is lower than that of someone in Guatemala. And that's no slur on Guatemala. The life expectancy of a man in McDowell County, West Virginia, is equivalent to that of a person in Haiti. How long have I said that the right-wing vision of America is to make us Somalia with cable?
Yep. Well.
Yeah, and by the way, thank you. Matt in San Francisco, codify this. I got something every member of Congress can codify. $50. Codify this challenge on the table.
It's law, baby.
So in order to push back against the goose egg, there is a $50 codify this challenge on the table, courtesy of Matt in San Francisco. Thank you, Matt. Thank you. And as to who gets charged, Matt asks. So when a pregnant person has an ectopic pregnancy and the doctor doesn't intervene due to the heartbeat and waits and the pregnant person dies, do the next of kin sue the doctor for premature death? Supreme Court needs to have at least 13 justices. If the situation was reversed, Mitch would have done it on day one of the new Senate.
Well, see, Matt brought up a great point. You see, that's the issue. They didn't think this through, because you know, lawyers are always looking for another way to practice law and make some money. And this is legitimate. But who's going to be responsible? Because there's going to be deaths. A whole lot. And this is kind of dovetails in what I wanted to mention earlier, because of our generation. We've seen what we could be as a country. Like, we've seen, like, an upward trajectory. You know, things are moving forward. When we were younger, it was like, oh, things are going to be okay. We keep, you know, every year we're getting a little better.
getting a little better. You know, until we weren't. You know, Reagan came in, and it was like, oh, I could be racist again. I hate them goddamn niggas. That's why I moved out here. You know. And so it's been downhill ever since. So, and now looking back, Reagan, you know, Reagan was, see, that's what pissed these people off. I mean, you know, now he looks like, you know, well, they can't even accept the bad things he did. You know, Iran Contra, the cocaine scourge, you know, what else? Arms for hostages. Let me count the ways. But, you know, people, even with like the LGBT culture during the disco era, man, you know, it wasn't a big deal. All right, you're gay. Cool. Let's go dance. Whatever. And people were getting along, you know, ethnicity relations, racial relations. That really pissed them off. See, that pissed off the conservatives because people were really getting along. Like, think about like 77, 78, 79. You know, people were really getting along.
Yeah.
And I mean, people are still getting along, but it's different. It's very different. We didn't have this rabid, these rabid, hateful people. What do you think the remedy can be?
What do you, well, no, you. I mean.
No, I'm not the remedy.
No, you're not the remedy, but if you've got an answer, I want to hear it, because I've been kind of flummoxed by the idea that. Because it almost feels like a wholesale tear down and rebuild. You know, kind of like one of those Haynes manuals you get when you get a new car, based on a total tear down and rebuild.
Oh no, the Haynes manual. Oh God, this is an exploded view of your ball bearings on your front left tire. You can do this. You can rebuild this car. It will be better, stronger, faster. Well, you know what? It costs a lot of money to die in this country. That's for sure. So stay alive as long as you can, because it costs a whole lot of money to die. But if anyone wants to buy a stair lift, you know, like have you ever seen The Sopranos, the mother, Tony?
Oh, yeah, the little chair that goes up the stairs?
Yeah, I have one for sale. So, if you want to
purchase. Oh, wow, it's the radio swap meet of the air now. We'll sell or swap for a high to bed and $35. Call 1-400-RING-2 and ask for Bob.
Ask for Bob. You get your right. I'm king right now. I'm thinking good and neat.
I got me a chair lift, and I'm looking for maybe a nice used above ground swimming pool that still holds water.
This thing right here, $5 new. I said to you, hey,
I shouldn't do that. I
still got the box. You know, okay, this is one of those I'm so old moments. When did Soylent Green come out? Like 1970? Remember Soylent Green?
Yeah, of course.
And the last scene that Edward G. Robinson was ever in, he was playing his own death.
That was beautiful. Listen, he was so happy. That, you know, that movie never gets old, honest to God.
No, it's maybe the last good movie that Charlton Heston made. That was back when he was still a liberal. Well, the reason I mention that is I was part of a young civic organization, and when you went up to the lodge hall, it was a two-flight walk-up, and they had one of those chairlifts for one of, you know, for their older members. And at the top of the, maybe they had a deal going or whatever, but at the top of the stairs there was a table that had brochures featuring Edward G. Robinson, who had at that point been long since dead, pitching the marvel of the chairlift.
Well,
but you're not kidding, are you?
Let me say this. No. And let me say this. It's sad that I had to experience it like this. But, my good friend, my better half was there, and she was like, "You never wrote it?" I was like, "No." I said, "No." And she said, "You should get on it." And I was like, "All right." And, we had a couple of drinks. And it was fun. I got on it. She took a movie. I'm going to send it to you. It's just kind of cool, actually. You just get in a little chair. Like, I'm going upstairs. And you could take your plate of food, your drink. It doesn't take that long. And you're up the steps. And you're where you need to be. And I want to send you that because I was like, damn, this is kind of cool. And then the executor is telling me how much it costs. I was like, damn, that's a fucking car. Well, you're not a real car, but, it's a bass boat. But it is for sale. And that's the truth. And it will be. So apparently what I need to do, the manufacturers, when I called them, they said, well, it's only been in there for like no more than 3 years. And they said, no, what you need to do is open up Facebook, broker it on Facebook. So I'm going to have to set up a whole separate Facebook page to sell the sucker. Because it's got to go. It's got to go, man. I'm just clearing shit out. I've got a grand.
Everything must go.
Everything must go. I've got an ice box, an ice box that has a spigot. So this is like circa 1874, where you get your little block of ice from.
Yeah, from the Iceman, the Iceman who cometh around.
With the tong, right?
Yeah.
And you drop this cube of ice in the top, and it's this wooden cabinet. And, insulated. I don't know what the insulation is, but it's got 10 lines. You drop the ice cube, ice block in there, and you can get a cool drink of water on one side, and it will keep your products cold. And apparently, I know when they bought this, my parents bought this, it was pricey then. It was an antique then. And
were they collectors?
They like stuff, nice stuff. Yeah, yes, I guess so. They got this shit in where MSNBC people live, up in Peddler's Village in Bucks County. That's where they got it from.
Oh, okay.
Lambertville, Bucks County.
Well, after the original refrigerators were modeled on ice boxes. Only, you remember the models that had the big circular motor for the refrigerator sitting on the top of the fridge?
Yes, because cool air drops. Right, exactly.
Well, if you can, they're probably brutally expensive now, but if you ever find one, there is an old episode of Good Eats with Alton Brown where he shows you how to take one of those things and turn it into your own mini smokehouse. Food porn time.
What? Are you serious?
You take the motor off of the top, and then down in the bottom where the drip pan was, you cut a hole, and you take a couple, like one of the large computer case fans, and you mount it to the bottom. And then you put another one so that the bottom one is drawing air in, the top one is drawing air out, and you've got a little chimney on the top.
Oh, you mean a tower stand that has a fan?
Yeah, like the big tower fan.
Right.
Two of those.
Right.
And then a little bit above the bottom fan, you put a hot plate, and an iron skillet, and you put your chips in there, and you screw in like hooks in the top, and you can hang entire pork bellies, and you can cure and smoke your own bacon. You can hang your own hams.
Oh God! I was going to ask you about the chips. As soon as you brought that up, I was like, okay, so where did chips kind of go? And you answered that quite
quickly. I had one of those years and years and years ago, and it finally gave up the ghost and rusted out, but it's fun.
Where did you get yours?
No, I just found it at a old flea market with a bunch of junk in it. I'll give you $10 for it. Okay.
You didn't find it like JJ, did you?
No. No. Dude in the alley didn't give it to me.
I'm just kidding.
I know. Hey, good news. The Codify This challenge is $20, $20 to the good and 30 more to go. Thank you, Christopher, and thank you, Ralphs. That would get us down to 8:35 if we can just get this challenge met.
And I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I'm serious. I'm glad you brought that up because they got to it before I could say something. This is a perfect opportunity for new listeners, people who have never contributed. This is your time to shine. And I'm quite sure Robin will exalt you. So, because people, there's a lot of people, man. I think there are a lot of people who listen to the program. I mean, you know, you have a counter. Why wouldn't you? I don't know if you do or not, but I'm just saying, I would suspect that you have a counter. And you know, you can tell how many people are listening within a certain way.
It is determinable, but to be quite honest with you, I never look. Because I've always, a long time ago, someone very dear to me who is no longer with us explained to me that I owe the same thing performance-wise to a house with two people in it as a house with 2,000. So I don't look. I don't curtain peek. I honestly couldn't care less. I mean, it would be great. I mean, I don't ever want to be. I hope that spider's not down there. God damn it. It's all creeped out now. But I don't ever want to be Pink Shrek, you know, Joe Rogaine. But I enjoy expanding the conversation. I enjoy the input. I enjoy the back and forth. That's where whatever's special about this happens. Not me just blathering on, though God knows I love to blather. But it's beautiful when somebody finds the program and says, "Oh my God, I've never heard anything like this before." And I'm like, "Yeah, been doing this for near 20 years," and it really is unlike just about anything else out there. If for no other reason than nobody's being asked to buy any stupid beats or buy gold now.
You know, but I was absolutely because that's actually I just stumbled on your show. I think it was in 2000. I'm pretty sure it was 2010.
Sounds about right. 12 years.
Mm-hmm. I've been here for a couple of years, and I was like, wow. This is interesting. This is some stimulating conversation. And, you know, I'm not going, you know, we talked a couple times off air, and I'm not going to make a big deal about that because people might get jealous, but, you know, it just kind of, it was necessary, and that's okay. But don't, nobody get jealous. It's just, you know, people have limited time and stuff like that. But, you know, when you listen to the people that come and listen to your program,
yeah,
you know, you're comfort to a lot of people. And Frank, I'm talking about myself, but mainly I'm talking about when I hear other people, you know, and maybe myself at times. I've opened up. I've said some really personal shit on this program.
A lot of people have. I have. You know, how much more personal do you want to get than transitioning genders?
Well, that's my fucking point. I was like, so when that, I was like, damn. Because I was at, man, you know. And seriously, like, you need an Emmy for the way that you took about, I don't know, it might have been a month. I it was just as long as it took. You know, you fleshed out what it takes to invoke the 25th Amendment when it became clear that we had a mentally unstable president. You fleshed that shit out.
Well, it took work. Because Section 4... my grandmother taught school in the Fayette County Schools for something like 65 years, and she could diagram a sentence by James Madison or Charles Charles Darwin. Making sense out of Section 4 takes a little doing. And you mentioned the 25th Amendment, and there's actually a 25th Amendment story out there this evening.
No.
Yeah, there is. It turns out that Nitwit Nero made his speech on January 7th because he was afraid that his own cabinet was going to 25th Amendment his ass.
Say what?
Yeah. He got a case of the regrets. After he made his January the 7th speech. Oh, where'd it go? Yeah, there it is. According to Rolling Stone, and January 7th, you know, that was the speech where he agreed to transfer power to Joe Biden. And 2 days later, according to the Rolling Stone story, he wanted to make a new video and double down on his rigged election claims. And there was a power struggle taking place inside the maggot White House. And according to CNN, quote, one of the only reasons Trump actually made that video was aides warned him about the fact that his own cabinet might be preparing to use the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. And some of that shit may make the hearing tonight, Todd.
Oh, it's less than an hour away.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so you know, Mr. Segway Master, Mrs. Segway Master, you know, this is one thing that I'm concerned about. You know, people are entrenched in what they want to believe in now, according to some of the polls. But I'm having a lot of trouble with my fellow Americans who don't understand the difference between people protesting about being shot dead for just simply existing and, you know, interrupting the peaceful transfer of power that would make us look like the shithole country that their God Emperor has described. It's like they're just unable. To me, that shows some mental deficiency. You know, how do you not make that connection?
Well, I know, but it's confirmation bias, isn't it?
Well,
Mr. Social Scientist guy.
Well, that's exactly. See, all these things are related. It's confirmation bias.
You know, they don't understand protesting because a cop shoots a black guy dead. But they do understand how butthurt they felt because they lost the big game.
But see, this leads into what is really what could be called aberrant behavior. Because, all right, the black guy being shot, they're being shot by a cop. And in their mind, you know, police are always right. So, you know, yeah, you must have been doing something wrong. If you weren't doing anything wrong, the cop wouldn't have shot him. And I talk with people. This is just the mindset. They don't understand. They just don't get it. And then you'll say, and we've seen this, those interviews that MSNBC did. Oh, I don't know, maybe a month, maybe less than 2 months ago. The woman from Mississippi, the former beauty queen, she was participating. She was an interviewer, and some other people, and they would ask people, well, you know, how do you explain, you know, the fighting with police? Because let me stop there. Because, you know, black men, we're not afforded the luxury of fighting with police. There's no such a thing. I mean, you might fight for maybe 3 seconds, and then you're dead. Which goes back to what you said earlier. This is where we fucked up. They should have shot those people dead on sight. You got to draw a line somewhere. And then they talk about Ashley, whatever her fucking name is. You know.
Babbitt.
The white woman. No. Well, yeah. Is that her? No. Was it Babbitt? No, not Ashley.
The one that got shot?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ashley Babbitt.
Outside the chamber doors?
Just inside the Capitol.
Okay, right. Okay, so that person. You know, and then she's a martyr. And they just can't. They just can't. They just their mind just won't allow them. You know, they just can't open up their mind a little bit to see the difference. It's like, you know, maybe, you know, what's the fucking problem? And I hate to curse, but I'm just so irritated by this. You know, I can't. I have to watch every fucking thing I do. Every fucking thing I do, I have to think twice. I have to think twice before I leave the house. Oh, do I have it? Do I have this? Do I have that? You know, because I have young white female friends, and you know what? When they get pulled over, if they get pulled over, they always tell me, "Oh God, he was hitting on me. He just wanted my number." You know, what? We don't get to fight with police. If those
no.
Black, this is what I'm saying. This is if you don't believe in white privilege or an imbalance in society, you don't even have to be literate. You look at those tapes and insert black folks, a whole bunch of black folks storming the Capitol with a battering ram and beat more. The more video we see, it's like, damn. And a dude said, oh, we're geeked up and we're coming. I'm like, okay, so methamphetamine's involved. Because, you know, you don't use that word geeked up. That's methamphetamine talk, as far as I understand it. That's what geeked up means. I mean, you're fucking high on
that. That's my understanding, yeah.
Okay. You see, but it does not matter to these people. And it doesn't matter to the Secret Service. They're protecting the king. And you know, we listen to the, like, I listen to Morning Joe a lot. And it's like, they're just catching up to the shit we were talking about a year, 2 years ago. They're always catching up. They're always just, you know, they're behind the times. They're behind the times. And, you know, we need our lawmakers to be ahead of the times, not behind the times. And I'm hoping that the Attorney General, who appears to be as strong as a wet washcloth, we're hoping that he is adhering to the rule that when you have an active investigation, you don't talk about it. But I'm not confident of that because his track record would indicate otherwise.
Oh, I think you're right.
Okay.
Well, let me shift gears with you for a minute. We had the marriage equality bill a couple of days ago.
Mm-hmm.
And like 49 Republicans actually voted for it. Mirabile dictu. Well, today, or was it yesterday? Yesterday, they had another vote in the House of Representatives to pass a bill that would keep birth control legal in the United States of America. 96% of the Republican Party, the 96% of the Republican members of the House of Representatives voted against that bill to make sure contraception remains legal in the United States of America. 96%.
Wow.
Some of them are, of course,
well, it's a states' rights issue.
I'm sure.
Okay. Well, that confirms our belief that a lot of this, most of this, all of this anti-abortion sentiment comes down to people are frightened. Those people are frightened about the browning of America. And this is why the hosts have to pop out as many white babies as they can, as fast as they can. That's exactly, it's just another data point. That's what that is. And, you know, and I mean, I'm not saying it's like glibly. And it doesn't even fucking matter. These people are fucking so stupid. They don't understand that the system is in place. It shit won't matter. It won't matter if there's only three white people and everybody else is brown or black. The system is set up for the next 200 years. It doesn't matter. Because of the Constitution and codifications. It does not matter. Because frankly, you know, I talk to people a lot. Now, you know, I ask people in between nice, polite conversation. So, what do you know about redlining?
Yeah. What is that? Oh, that's got to be fun.
Oh, it's fun like going to the damn dentist for a 5 root canal. Yeah, fun like that. You know, so, you know, people just don't get it. The system is set up. And this is a white man's world right now. And that's the way it is. So, Tracy, if you're listening, you retired for a reason.
Well, she's not, because they are Tracy's birthdaying this evening.
Oh, that's right.
But yeah, she's exhausted for a reason.
You know, and the shit I had to put up with, you know, come on. And I'm getting to the age, I don't give a fuck, because pretty soon I don't have to work. I don't give a fuck. I'm about to retire, man. I don't give a fuck. They can suck my black dick, and not in a good way.
And not in a good way. Hold on. We won't go into praxis and definitions on that.
That's right. You did the right thing. That's it. You know, the connotations are there. Yeah, you know. So, you know, not having it. I'm not. Look, Costa Rica, here I come. You know, fuck this shit. I'm not. This ain't. This place ain't for me. These people are insane, man. We're going down real quick, man. This is like the first Space Mountain, man. You get on that thing, it's like, damn, this is fast.
I stood in line 2 hours for this.
You know.
Never
you know
did. No, not. Girl doesn't do roller coasters. Big chicken. Don't. Never a fan of regurgitating upon myself.
You never did the space. Come on.
I've never done Disney.
That first Space Mountain. Listen, that roller coaster, and then when I looked at the specs, it was like 60 miles. And you're in the dark, and you can't see where you're going.
Yeah, that was another part of it. That no.
Well, that's why you like that nice Dodge Diplomat Park Avenue with the cushy seat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I've always said with regard to roller coasters, if I want to go fast and think I'm going to die, I have a car and the road's out there. At least I'm in control.
Oh my God. Oh, speaking of car, you asked me about eco mode before. I'm with those batteries get charged up, man. I'm in eco mode. This gasoline. I'm so glad I made the purchase I did when I did. Oh my God. It's fucking ridiculous.
And what model is it, if I may be so nosy?
You mean year?
No. What kind?
Oh. It's the top of the line Camry.
Ooh, that's a sweet ride.
XLE, all leather, just everything.
Yeah, see, I'm gonna take the little gas engine Ford and take it to Alabama on early. I'm hoping I'm out of here by like 5 o'clock in the morning on Friday the 29th. And that gives me time to get to Florence, get cleaned up, dolled up, and then go out to the WC Handy Music Festival. Because there's just free music all over the shoals.
WC Handy, damn, that's going to be good, man.
Yes, it's going to be good. And there's 2 days, two and a half days
of barbecue. How are they going to have barbecue? You know they're going to have barbecue.
Oh, I'll go to my go-to barbecue joint. I think it's the second oldest barbecue joint in Alabama. And of course, I will be scared witless the whole time I'm there because I'm a trans girl behind the transphobia curtain.
Don't tell him. I blew up the picture the other day. I was like, damn, you look better as a woman than you did as a guy. That's the truth.
Well, thank you. I think so, too.
And I'm not gay or gay. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It came off wrong, but I'm serious.
Todd. Hey, Todd. Let me tell you something. It's not gay for a straight guy to tell a girl she's cute. That's not gay.
Well, I'm not saying it does. I'm just saying that. No, I didn't mean it like that. I know. It's funny, but yeah, I mean, come on. You know what I mean? Look, you know, seriously.
I'm just playing because, honest to God, I've had so many adventures in the last couple of months. And, you know, none of them were actually interpersonal. But, you know, you feel like you're in some sort of gender Lord of the Rings. You can be talking to a straight dude, and here you are, woman, and all of a sudden it's like, I swear, Miss Frodo, if I take one more step, it'll be the furthest I've ever been away from heterosexuality. No! No! Oh, God, it's so fun.
Well, life is short. You know, be yourself. Because life is so short. Shit. Man. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm like, you know, I don't know that I want to stay in this country that much longer. This shit. It's out of control, man.
Well, I mean, I live in almost heaven west by God, Virginia. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
And we know I've had a great experience here coming out and transitioning.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when Annette and I went down for my surgery in Alabama, I usually think there's a lot of similarities between West Virginia and Alabama. But I got more looks and more side eye down there than I ever get up here. And so, you know, there's still a little bit of nervousness but you know, I'm gonna do my dead level best, and hopefully I'm only gonna be 11 miles from the Tennessee line, so maybe I can. Oh, but that's Tennistan. You know, the home of Marsha XXX Blackburn. I don't know. But
I know one thing. You better get some good bud when you're in Tennessee.
Are you kidding? I ain't, no.
I'm not going to travel with anything on my person or in my possession that isn't absolutely endorsed by the Southern Baptist Convention. I mean, except, of course, myself. No. Girl does not want to see the inside of any jails down, you know, behind the Confederate curtain.
Man, look, Jersey is wide open. I think, I'm not sure about New York, Pennsylvania, they advertise cars on the radio. You listen to the radio jam and everything, but get your medical card here.
Yeah, but see, I'm a little creeped out by the medical card, Todd. Because then you're on somebody's list. It's like the lawsuit that the Commissioner of Agriculture, the only statewide office holder in Florida who's a Democrat, sued the Biden administration because sued the ATF, I think it was. We had the story a few months ago. Because once you've got, and I know this sounds crazy, but once you've got your medical card, that means you're a user of something that is still illegal according to the federal government, and that makes it impossible, among other things, to purchase a firearm. Not that I'm itching to buy a gun, but it means you're on a list. It means you're on a list.
Well, I don't know if I told you this before.
And like, say, let's say I've got my medical card in West Virginia, and I'm dumb enough to take my weed with me to Alabama, and they decide to search my purse, and they find my medical card. Then the next thing you know, they're tearing the car apart. They find my weed, and I'm probably stuck in the men's side of the county fucking jail.
That could be problematic.
That could be mortal.
And I'm going to say something, and you know,
I don't really do that. I'm so boring these days; it's not even funny.
Well,
I mean, I've turned into an Adam and the Ants song. Don't drink, don't smoke. Why do you do you? You know, no singing. Damn it! We got $30 to go on the Codify This challenge, courtesy of Matt in San Francisco. And it would be awfully nice if we could meet that and get down to 8:35 to go. Goodness me, it would be great not to have a four-digit fundraising hole tomorrow. But that would mean getting down to $6.99. That's $236. And, yeah.
Well, you know, since you brought it up, I'm going to say something about lists. And I'm not going to say who I work for, but I think you probably know. Because maybe you work for them, too. I don't know. But what I'm saying is that anytime your name, your picture appears in any newspaper in this country, just like in the movie Minority Report, someone is kind of like 1984. Someone is combing through those papers and they're documenting every name and every picture and the activity. What were you doing? Like, oh, look, Joseph McGillicuddy was at the Masons presentation of a new statue at the Ferguson Park on Melrose Avenue on July 8th, 1984. And that goes into a database.
Everything's a data point now.
And I'm not kidding. How many times can I say no? A million. I know what I'm talking about. I've done it. So that's what I'm saying. I got paid to do this. So that's all I'm saying. So there is no privacy anymore. That's why sometimes I say shit. I don't give a fuck. It doesn't matter. Motherfuckers know what you're doing before you do it. And now Google has a phone? Are you fucking kidding me? Who the fuck would get a Google phone? Go ahead, baby. Go for it.
yeah, go for it.
Good grief. Well, look, you got. I want to appeal to the newbies, anybody who's not contributed. I don't know. These hearings are coming up. I just don't. I'm gonna tell you. I live in the Confederacy. Oh, it's what I want.
Well, that's what I said. You were thinking about getting out of there. Damn right you are.
What?
I mean, it's kind of creepy to think about, Todd, but right now the South Carolina you live in is as close to normal as South Carolina is going to be for the foreseeable future. Every day, South Carolina gets a little weirder.
Yep. I listen.
And there's no retrograde motion.
They can have all this shit. I'll sell it. Look, I'm selling shit off. Period.
Crazy Todd's Emporium. Everything must go.
Look, you like these antebellum sofas with the nice carved hardwood? I got that for you. They're about $3,000 a piece, but that's okay. I'll sell it to you for $3,500, bitch. Now. No,
Todd's an entrepreneur, y'all. You know, I remember when George Bush told the Prime Minister of Spain, you know what the problem is with the French? They don't have a word for entrepreneur.
Oh, God. Get a little fucking rat mousy laugh. That's just, he did that, though. That was the truth.
Yeah, every time George W. Bush laughed, it was like it was like he just let go of a silent but deadly. No, it wasn't me. Beavis and or Butthead was the president of the United States for 8 years.
Wait a minute, which one was the dude with the blonde hair?
I can't keep them separate. But you know.
Because you're absolutely right, and I mean, did that come from he knew he was? It didn't matter what he did because he was wealthy, and it just didn't matter. It didn't matter. You know, his dad was the keeper of the country's secrets, and you know he could do whatever the hell he wanted to do. That fucker probably had a kilo of the best cocaine in the world. If that's what you want to do, I wouldn't want to do it. But you know, these fuckers. I don't how to. Well, that's a whole other story.
You know, and by the way, Suman just sent me a screenshot, and all the subject line says is, "It begins." And oddly enough, this references a place in Wisconsin that I've been, Hayward. There was an old saying in the boom, in the logging and iron mining boom of the foregone era, in northern Wisconsin, Hurley, Hayward, and Hell. The three H's of northern Wisconsin, Hurley, Hayward, and Hell. So this one individual on Twitter said, "We went to Hayward to get some groceries and a stop at Walgreens because we had left Jess's birth control at home. As Jess was checking out, cashier John told her he couldn't sell her the condoms." "Oh, I got them from over there." "Well, we can, but I won't because of my faith." And,
what?
And Jess replies, "It's none of your business." And John, the cashier, says, "I can get a manager here. Do you want me to finish checking out these things?" Jess, "Not from you."
Jesus.
Because Walgreens has a corporate policy that says that the people who work there don't have to do anything that violate their religious beliefs, like dispensing or checking out birth control, condoms, that sort of thing.
Or serving colored people at the lunch counter?
Well, but see, that's covered by the Civil Rights Act. But because of religious freedom and deeply held religious beliefs, that shit doesn't apply to things like birth control. You know, you might have a right to privacy that derives from Griswold versus Connecticut decision, but any given religious maniac can negate your right to privacy by refusing to sell you, you know, and that fucker should be fired. Welcome to handmade Merca. And remember, 96% of the Republican caucus in the House of Representatives voted against a bill to preserve the right to privacy and the right to purchase contraception.
I'm going to push back a little bit with a question. Was that a clean bill?
Yeah, that's all it was.
You telling me it had nothing attached to it? That was a clean.
No, that's all it was.
What the fuck is wrong with these people? Oh my God. Yeah, I'm losing my teeth.
Well, but see, it makes sense if you consider the proliferation of the so-called great replacement theory. White women need to be having white men's babies, because we're not having enough white babies, and all the BIPOC people are replacing whitey, and we're not going to be a good God-fearing white country anymore. That's I just laid out great replacement theory in what, 30 seconds. That's it.
But it's true. I mean, I query folks. My friends, associates, coworkers, who, you know, we talk, and I explain that to them. I'm like, and a lot of them are women, white women. I was like, you know, this is just about white babies, right? It's like, no, it can't be. I'm like, yes, it is. It's like, this is about the browning of America. These people are just scared. I said, but it doesn't matter. It's too late. It doesn't matter. You got the power anyway. It doesn't fucking matter.
Yeah, but, I mean, consider why... For instance, the Republicans are so obsessed with making rape babies be born.
That's disgusting. Why do you have to bring that shit up again?
Disgusting white guy rapes white girl. Well, the great replacement theory says that America needs that white rape baby. No matter how shitty the baby feels after it grows up and finds out who daddy was and how daddy got to be daddy. No matter if some right-wing goddamn judge forces mama to pay child support and takes the baby and puts it in rapey daddy's custody. That is happening in this country, Todd.
Excuse me, miss. That is exactly... Well, you made the case. That's exactly why we have to loosen these gun laws. And they are loosened so that when that baby grows up, he can go, oh, you the motherfucker. Bam! See? Then they got to make more babies.
Right.
Well, I mean, I'm not trying to be funny, but seriously, like that's, I just don't understand it. That's none of your fucking business, number one. I mean, they you know, come on, man. You know, they act like people have abortion parties and shit. Like, oh, let's go get high and get an abortion. Oh, we're going to have fun tonight. You know, what the fuck?
I know. Anyway, but consider how far we aren't from a rape victim being sick. And could you tell us the race of your rapist? Oh, okay, you can have an abortion.
Well,
you know, because if the rapist was
Negro.
Bingo.
Hispanic.
Mm-hmm.
East Indian.
Anything but white.
Well, maybe white people should be running things, because that way, at least we'll know we're going to be just running to the ground, and we'll know what we're dealing with. Matter of fact, yeah, that's a good idea. Let's just do that. Then we know we're going to, we know where we're going to end up. There won't be any guesswork. Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah. Matter of fact, I'm on board. That's right. Yep, I'm on board. Sorry. I'm a Republican now. Yep.
Oh, that's the nastiest thing I've heard on air in a long damn time. You know, if a state, I mean, if a state does have an exception for the life of the mother, there will always there a rape victim will always be able to access that if her rapist was anything but white. Mama's going to be just fine if the rapist was white, however.
Well, okay, so that's the other part that, that we haven't talked about, and we might not because maybe somebody's calling you, but who's going to take care of these unwanted babies? I don't see any funding. Where's the funding? You got to couple that with some funding. You stupid fuck.
Holy Mother Church will take care of the unwanted babies, you know, just like they did in Ireland by throwing them down, throwing them down in a cistern.
Oh, you want
the Magdalene laundries? Anybody?
Yeah,
why we would trust Holy Mother Church with the well-being of any child on this planet is absolutely beyond me.
Oh, that's a whole other hidden workforce, right?
Then and then, you know, we don't even have to be in Ireland. We can be on this here continent in this here hemisphere. And we can talk about the Indian schools that were run in the United States and Canada. That have uncovered untold infant graves. They were, of course, also run by Holy Mother Church. Nobody does genocide like the church does genocide.
Well, you have to hire the professionals.
Yeah, no, wow, wait a minute.
And at the top of that pecking order would be the Catholic.
Well, that's what I said, Holy Mother Church, the Roman Catholic Church.
I'm just making it clear.
You know, they landed in Mexico and fell on their knees and prayed to God, and then they fell on the natives and prayed on them.
Oh, God Almighty.
We still don't know how many millions... the total number was in the indigenous American genocide that was perpetrated and perpetuated by the action of the church. Not to say that nobody else had a hand in it, but you know, when your white soul going to heaven or not is determined by whether or not you do what the church says about, you know, killing the indios, los indios. Well, you're going to do what the church needs done.
Let me, you know what, and I hope, well, I know they're not listening. I know they're not, but well, I don't know, but I'm very sure they're not. I had a very good friend, and you know, she wasn't my girlfriend. She was a coworker, and yeah, you know, we were friends and we were fuck buddies. That's I mean, we. I don't know. It was like really on the edge. It was just because she was my secretary at work. But at any rate, so she went to, you know, a Catholic school. She's not from this country, but from this hemisphere, like one of the countries you mentioned. And I was wondering why she was such a freak. Because she could separate. She was like, you know, sex and love. It was like she was not a normal, you know, different than most women.
And then, you know, because we were, I mean, we're still friends. And, you know, after some years, you know, she said, yeah, you know, people wonder why I am. It's because, you know, I was abused. And, you know, and because remember, every little community mostly has a little school, like, especially in the Northeast, man. You got a little Catholic school right in the neighborhood. And the city will subsidize you for going there. And if your parents got a couple, you don't have to be wealthy at all, period. You can be poor. You know, they'll work with you. And, you know, she was abused. And that messed her up for life. And, you know, we talked about it. And she was like, well, you know, it happened and it just changed me. And she was never the same. She was never the same. She was never the same. And she, because she can be so callous, it's like she has the dissonance. And, you know, we're not talking about the boys, you know, that happened a lot to the boys, but the girls too, because she was very well developed when she was younger. Because she was young when I met her, she was younger. And I wasn't, you know, it just happened. But I will never forget when she told me that, because I was curious. Like, I was like, there's something's not right. You know, you're just too able to separate. Because a lot of people believe like women can separate sex from love and all that. And, you know, people are people. But some things happen and people become scarred. And, you know, and they're just able to compartmentalize. And, you know, it affects them forever. You know, this church thing with the boys and the young people and the Indian school, you know, it's just abusing people. It's just fucked up. And authority, it has to do with authority, and that, you know, it's a lot. It's a lot. And, you think about how many times this happened. Because the Catholic Church, you know, they made sure they were there in every continent. Every continent. I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I could be wrong, but I think they were in, well, maybe not in Antarctica. That's a continent, isn't it? Yeah, that's a continent.
Last I checked, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, it's just very sad that you know, people use that guise of authority and religion to take advantage of people. And, you know, sometimes you don't know why people act the way they act until you ask them. And you still might not know. No, it takes years. And it's really sad, you know. Because I really liked her, you know. And like I said, she's still my friend. But she was like, she told me. She's like, I'm damaged good. You don't want me.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's beautiful. Oh, my God. She's absolutely beautiful. I mean, not that it matters. It matters, but it doesn't matter. But, you know, she's smart. And she's still, like she's finally, she's finishing her degree. And she'll email me stuff. You know, I help her with her papers sometimes. Because, you know, she was doing the best she could do. And, you know, so sad. So, this hearing's coming up. Man, that's a terrible segue. But, you know, people are listening to this program. And just because Robin gets through, you know, might squeeze through, might not. You know, you people, we know you're listening. We know you're listening. You'll feel better about yourself. You know, $5, $10, $20. You know, whatever you can afford. Once in a while, you know, put some money in the can. Because I'm always hearing the same people contribute. That's just not fair. that's not fair for this type of forum. Because Robin has opened herself up, you know, to her life changes. And more intelligent conversation you will not find. It's just the truth.
Well, I mean, it ain't easy, but, you know, we'll keep going. I'd just like to, I'd like to get July's fundraising, you know, covered so that, well, a bunch of months have been kind of difficult, but I hate to continue talking about it. If we can just meet Matt's, codify this challenge, $30, that would be freaking awesome. And hey, while you are still here, Let me run over and see who's on the stress line. Hey, welcome to the program.
Robin, Todd, Scary, it's Scary.
Scary Jerry, yeah.
Let me get to someplace quieter. It was quieter until you put me on. Then all of a sudden I'm on the highway that is Sterling Avenue. Or is it Sterling Avenue or Sterling Boulevard? Anyways, I'm by the Hard Rock in beautiful Broward County. I'm in the kosher section of town, where they have a kosher deli, a kosher supermarket, a kosher bar. They got $10 French fries there. I got to check that out. And is this better? Can you hear me?
Oh, you're great. This is some of your best audio in ages.
I actually messed around with my phone to reduce background activity and do more phone processing. Because the thing with modern smartphones is the worst thing there are is making a call. It's the weirdest thing in the world. You ever notice that? That's the thing they can't do. The phone thing. They can serve. Okay. They can pay your bill. You can watch YouTube. But an actual phone call, no, it's a problem. Anyways, so many topics. I actually came up with a joke. I tested in public today. And it was like, hey, all you pro-life people, I need your Cash App numbers because I want you to send some money to some unwed mothers. No? No, you're not doing that? Hey, how about this? If you don't have any of those last names, if you weren't there, mind your damn business. I think the Democrats need to pick this up and go, mind your damn business. Why are so
right, that's what I was saying earlier. We need, you know, when the pig-headed stupidity comes out, we don't argue facts with them. We look at them and say, "I'm sorry, you're an idiot."
You know what? When they said "piss in this jar," we want to see what you've been doing. We should have said, "Mind your damn business." Then, seriously, when they asked Bill Clinton where your data's been, he should have said, "Mind your damn business." Then, and also, Robin, Todd, I have another joke I want to work on here. I think this is the biggest blip all year. When was the last time you heard of a rich white lady falling downstairs and dying? I'll wait.
Well, okay. It's not like you don't have a point.
In fact, I was thinking,
and there being and there and wait, and there being an unspilled cup of coffee downstairs.
I actually have a nice bit on this.
That didn't smell right, did it?
Well, I mean, this is like the cops showing up at Nelson Rockefeller when, and this is way a long time ago. Nelson Rockefeller, former vice president of the United States, dies. Okay. By the way, the father of the war on drugs, Nelson Rockefeller, but he dies.
Fuck you, Nelson.
And somebody calls in the death. You know, somebody. And by the time the cops get there, he's seated in a comfortable Chesterfield chair. He's got the newspaper in his hands, and his slippers are on. There's only one problem. They're on backwards.
There you go. Well, how many ex-wives of former presidents you know fall down there or just have ever died? In fact, I was thinking about the biggest industry in the United States is rich white ladies. Whatever rich white ladies want, we do. Betty Ford invented the whole rehab industry. Oh, she's kind of a drunk. We need to fix her. Oh, white ladies not falling down the stairs is a billion-dollar business in this country. Todd, with your steps thing, your stair thing, you reminded me of that. You got stairs going up, you got lowered showers. In fact, they even invented, help me, I fall and I can't get up. Yep. And if somebody fell down the stairs in the state of New York City, you're not going to die. Not if anybody calls the ambulance. Doesn't matter what happens. Even if
hold on. There's a little bit of pushback on that. Todd, what?
I was just saying, I'm thinking about what Jerry is saying. It's like people of wealth, they got all the safety bed. They got the nice tub, like where you just walk in and it fills up. All these safety guards where those types of things should not happen. Because remember, when old people, I just know because I'm around old people, once you have that first, second fall, you're prone to fall again, and you're going, shit's going to be fucked up. That's just, you know, statistics. But, so, maybe somebody pushed her, what the fuck? Somebody pushed her down the steps because she knows too much.
Does she have a deposition coming up? I'm serious. That's the honest question. Does she have a deposition? Yeah.
Oh, is this the Bill Casey, CIA director Bill Casey phenomenon from Iran-Contra?
I think we have to add a new layer to this Shit Sunday and call it the Trump section, because I've never seen the government as fucked up as it is right now. There is no parallel. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say about a country with 200. No, there is no parallel. The he got the Secret Service on the run going, we don't got no text. Wow. You know, as soon as I read that this week, I started gun shopping. As a pacifist liberal, I talked to my redneck neighbor about what gun to buy, what's good, what's bad, what's small, because I'm not, I don't need a dick extender. I need something gets stupid, and a gun's the only way, something small to so I can fire a couple of shots and run away. Because that's the reality we live in right now. I mean, I know how I want it to be. I used to jump around with gay and lesbian and straight ravers where there was no gun. There wasn't even a sharp stick there, where we just hugged and danced and got all sweaty, and those days are gone. I wish they'd come back. I love the 90s. I think the 90s piss all over the 60s. But you know what? I don't know. I'm not going to camp. I know that. My 7-day adventurers are in their glory right now, because we predicted all of this. We predicted a lamb like beast who appeared like a lamb but spoke like a dragon, conjoined with a false prophet, maybe an orange-haired troll doll false prophet, would make the whole world once again worship the beast, which is Holy Mother Church. That's what that prophecy means. But it has to be encoded, because we're in a really racist, violent country. So it has to be all mixed up. But that's what the prophecy is. That's our secret prophecy, that the church would lose its fucking mind. So as I've been telling people, the church that'll tell you to have a baby will make you go to church on a day they choose. But nobody's talking about that. We're all talking. Yeah.
Do you have an Amazon Prime Video?
A who?
Amazon Prime Video.
Yes. I have everything. Please continue, sir.
Okay. Wow. Well, I don't have everything. I will talk slowly.
No, it's all hacked, but, we won't talk about that. Oh, we'll whisper if you talk about it. But I actually pay for Amazon Prime. What's up?
I have links also. But there's a video called Who Put the Klan in the Ku Klux Klan? And, it's interesting. A Scottish gentleman connects the dots between the Scot-Irish, like Robin, and his moonshiner folk, the hillbillies. And explains, this is where we are. We're in this right Christian. You look at the Klan from the 1920s and the resurgence. And that's where we are. These are Klan people. They're not.
They just downed the anti-white supremacy in the military and the police bill. They said, no, no, no. white supremacy is a good idea. And why won't those people submit? Now, if those boys were just listening to what they told them, they wouldn't have got shot. I'm tired of that. I'm tired of that big time. In fact, after Uvalde, I'm done with all that shit. Don't talk to me. You're not asking about my safety. In fact,
Rob, no, seriously, you just sparked something with me, and I'm going to try to talk slowly and clearly.
Rob, there you go.
And Jerry, this it's so disgusting. I had to push it out of my brain, but you know, most of me thinks that this law enforcement, they fell back. They laid low because they figured, well, these little brown kids are going to be gangbangers anyway, and why am I going to put my life on the line? I think that's the quiet part. No one is saying.
They've 400 police officers. 400. Nobody did shit for an hour and a half. 400. In fact, the lady that was trying to do shit, they handcuffed her. I wanted an explanation for that.
The mama, yeah.
Who went in there with nothing but a stick and attitude and saved her kid.
Mamas will do that.
I'm still...
That's what I
mean, I would like the Democrats to get together and pass a 10%. There's going to be a whole lot of new babies taxed on billionaires tax. That shit would shut down quick. But no, there's no strategy in the Democratic Party. There's no ruthlessness. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I really don't. If Joe Manchin should have a 10,000% coal tax, not anybody else in West Virginia, just him. And Joe Manchin would have to have a car tester if I was president, because they would all blow up for some random ass reason. And they'd be constantly getting into car accidents. This is bullshit. The one thing I have to give Trump, Joe Manchin couldn't do that shit against Trump. Something bad would happen to him. But our side, you know what? Let's just add 5 degrees to the temperature so Joe Manchin can put a loft at his jungle house in the fucking mountains. I'm so dumb. I am. Fuck them. You know what? I'm gonna, the best I can do is I'm gonna make some calls for Val Demings, and I'm gonna make some calls for Stacey Abrams.
Absolutely. It makes it, of course, you don't even know that it's Val Demings until what, after August 23rd?
Yeah, that's right, but I hate fucking Rubio and fucking Skeletor. I could beat you both of them with a stick. I mean, you say stuff like call your senator every night, and I'm like, I can't. My senator's Marco fucking Rubio.
Well, who's your member of the House? I mean, you're in Miami. You should have a fighting chance of having a Democrat.
Well, I think we are going to get a Democrat. I don't know. I'm running around doing whatever. I'm going to church, too. I'm not saying I'm a Republican, but I do want to smash the Republican with jungle fever. I've been feeling that lately.
Well, it's worth finding out who your member of the House is, because if they're a Democrat, you can reach out to them and ask them pretty please to co-sponsor the AIC Act.
My registration is in Broward County, my voter's registration, so I don't, I'll call somebody.
I'm a full-service radio program.
Deerfield Beach, look that up.
What?
That's where I'm registered to vote, Deerfield Beach.
Okay.
Who's the representative? 33060.
So, Jerry, let me ask you this, because you had your ear on the ground. I hope you can hear me clearly. What is the Floridians in general? Why do they support DeSantis?
They don't. It's all an exaggeration. Anybody who actually talked to them, like, this fucking guy, he went against Disney? What the fuck's wrong with him? That bothers a lot of Floridians. You got nobody with anything bad to say about Disney, even the people sleeping in their cars to work there. Disney makes the whole state fat. It's not just Orlando. You feel
Disney
me?
Disney made Florida. I'm sorry, please.
Right now. See, people, a family goes to Disney, right? You know, they spend 2, 3, 4 days there. And they go, you know what? All right, we got to do something else. They head down the road, okay? They come to our spot where the adults can drink and you know, hang out on the beach and let their kids play out, because there's no beach in Orlando, right? And then maybe they get a babysitter, they stay with grandma or something, they go out for the night, or maybe they take a cruise or wherever, and then they go back home. There's so many, I would say, of the tourists we got when I used to be in tourism, 2 out of 5 came from Disney World. That's a lot of them. And they had, those are the people who spent money, you know, who would spend $1,000 in a night because, you know, the mouse, you know, softened them up. But to fuck with that and no, I don't, I could hit Ron DeSantis with a stick. I really could. I'm going to do, if he decides to do anything, I'm going to do it.
Don't say that with Agent Fred. Stop that.
Agent Fred, I meant legally and playing by the rules like regular Democrats. It goes sideways, you're on your own,
Gary,
Agent Fred.
Gary, stop. Listen to me closely. You don't want to be like
me. Okay, go ahead.
You don't want to be like me. You don't want to be like me. You don't want to be violent. So,
no, I'm a nonviolent man, and I'm talking political things. This is protected political speech, allegedly. My biggest problem with DeSantis is his whole anti-First Amendment ride that he's on. He's the one that's made me go, hey, how's my passport doing? Let me see about it. Because if he gets elected, I'm out. And that's the saddest thing I've ever said. Because I'm a made American, all right? I love this country from the bottom of my heart. I love the new
Corvette
that just came out.
Newsflash. You are in the 22nd Congressional District of Florida. Your representative is Ted Deutsch. He's a Democrat from Boca Raton. And you can reach out to him and say, please co-sponsor H.R. 2073. I have friends in Appalachia. This matters to
2073?
Me.
2073?
Yeah.
2073?
Yeah.
All right, I will. And you know what else I did? I put a little post on Reddit for you.
Well, thank you.
I don't have enough karma, but I'm raising, so everything raises and eventually it'll be seen. But no, I told that.
Let me ask you, how much is, how much karma is good, is a lot of karma on Reddit?
5,000.
Oh shit, I've got 20,000.
Well, you should post.
Okay.
Everybody will see it.
Of course, but then again, if I leave the little Reddit trans ghetto, oh Jesus, you get swarmed.
Transphobes
and bigots and the like. Yeah, you know, if you leave the little trans ghetto, if you're trans and you leave the little trans ghetto, you get shit on in a real hurry because there's a lot of right wing pieces of shit. Never mind.
I gotta
get out of here. Good news. Thank you, Brian. Brian, thank you, Brian. We are $5 away from meeting Matt's Codify This Challenge. I love that. $5 away. So thank you, Brian. That's huge. Can't thank you enough. Hopefully somebody will jump into the tune of $5 and we'll be done. I got to get out of here because we got to do our civic duty and pop our popcorn and watch the hearing, okay?
Well, I got one thing to say to Todd. Todd, you mentioned Best Disco, right? I was 5 years too young to get into disco. I loved it, but I literally had my Studio 54 jacket kicked out, and then all of a sudden, everybody hated disco. We're setting our disco albums on fire. It's the same fucking people. It's the
same people, Jerry.
Fucking people.
Yes, Jerry. Yes. 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 100,000 times, yes. That's exactly what happened.
Because I was like,
they put the top Osher in that.
Well, and also remember the anti-disco backlash was nothing more than a humongous homophobic spasm.
Yes. Yes. It's the same thing with the rave kick-ins in the 90s. Too many gay people, too many black people, too many sweaty white girls. What the fuck y'all doing? Same thing. See, it's the same
remember,
fucking
David
people.
Bowie,
it's the same energy.
They didn't get it right because David Bowie was the man. David Bowie and David Byrne, funny, had the same first name. But, you know, David Bowie was so talented. And I mean, I'm not saying I did not know the man, but I'm just saying that whole scene, it was accepting. And these hard hat white folks, honest to God, because they did not want to dance. And the women would tell you, like, they didn't care. Just try to dance. Just come out here. It doesn't matter if you look a fool. Be yourself. And see, now we have
for all those scary people, those scary people who think, well, people of color want to get away with getting rid of white people. Hell no. White people are entertaining as hell. Especially if they got a little weed or alcohol or coke in them.
Wait a minute. You get a cowbell for that.
Jared. It ain't no party.
Speaking of white people having a real good time, we've suspected this for a long time. You know, we were talking about the minister of the gospel down Florida way, who got caught with a 15-year-old boy in his mouth, and it's always that way. Well, I just saw a brand new link. There's been a one of those interest. You know, Todd, how you were saying everything's a data point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Top 20 most transgender porn obsessed states and metro areas.
Wow.
Because this data is discovered. This data is
discoverable. Come on, you can't just throw that this, title out. Read the list.
This data is discoverable, and here we go. It's the top 20. Number 20 is Pennsylvania. Number 19 is Florida. Number 18 is Alabama. 17 is Oklahoma. 16, Michigan. 15, Louisiana. 14, Iowa. 13, Arkansas. 12, Indiana. 11, Ohio. 10, Tennessee. Isn't that ironic?
Wow.
9 is Mississippi. 8 is Illinois. 7 is North Carolina. 6 is Virginia. 5, we're in the top 5 now, for states searching transgender porn. 5 is Kansas. 4 is Missouri. 3 is Kentucky. 2 is Georgia. And if the number one transgender porn searching state in the United States of America is unable to fulfill their duties, Georgia will, of course, become the number one transgender searching state in the United States. Number one, any surprise? Any guesses?
Alabama?
No, Alabama's 18. We read Alabama. Come on. You know.
Uh-huh. West Virginia?
Texas!
Florida.
Texas. No.
Wichita Falls, Texas, and Lawton, Oklahoma are tied for number one most transgender porn searching cities in the United States. Atlanta, Georgia's 2. Denver's 3. Nash, Vegas is 4. Sioux Falls, South Dakota is 5. Paducah, Kentucky is 6. Minneapolis, Minnesota is 7. Little Rock's 8. Lexington's 9. Kentucky. Bismarck, North Dakota. Cold, long winters there, I understand. Amarillo, Texas is 11. Lincoln, Nebraska is 12. Oklahoma City, Oklahoma is 13. Well, this is inspiring. This gives me hope. Number 14 is Charleston, West Virginia. I might get a date yet. Indianapolis, Indiana is 15. 16 is Springfield, Mass. 17 is Dallas, Texas. 18 is Memphis. 19 is Richmond. And 20 is Kansas City, Missouri.
Well, Miss Robin, I'm going to help you pull in the chairs and close down the windows. Two things I want to say on my way out the door. if you carry any weed to any southern parts of the world, just say it's Delta 8. That's it. That's the magic. One of the circuit courts for the time being said Delta 8 is legal, and there is almost no chemical difference between Delta 8 and Delta 9. In fact, even on a gas chromatography scope, it's hard to tell. It's because it's a hydrogen molecule that you're looking for. So if it swings the other way, you won't even see it. That was one. Oh, number two. Hey, anybody listening after this, after go up there, this is Scary Jerry. Send some money in. I'd be sending money in, but I'm broke. Recovering from a death and all of that. But you listen. You laughing right now during your coffee break? Put your hand in your pocket. You, who just sent the kids to school, and you're calling your boyfriend. I see you out there. I'm not here to judge. Put some money in the basket, all right? We need money over here. Robin's going to get her parts looked at. She wants to make sure everything's okay. Don't make me come and smack you. That's it. That's what I got.
Thank you, Scary Jerry. That's mighty kind of you. I appreciate you. I really, really do.
And, stay alive. I love you all. Let's do some food pouring soon. You know what? I have to be honest. I knew there was something different about you when I heard you talk about food. That's when your skirt slipped out a little bit, Robin.
Oh, well.
I was like, you know what? I've never heard a dude talk about food like that. Like, never. Not even guys in jail.
Not even guys in jail. Okay, that's two cowbells, and we're on the way out. All right, you guys take it easy. And
it's time for the streams. Let the we'll all sit there with the same face and talk about it tomorrow. If you send money, so send money.
If you send money, right? Okay, get out of here, you two. Later. And so here we are at the end of the program. It's time to go and do our civic duty and watch the. J6 committee hearing. It's already 12 minutes underway, I think. Thanks, everybody. I'm going to get out of here in a hurry, not do all the credits. Remember, brand new Fresh Malloy on the way at 9 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, 6 p.m. Pacific. The best place to listen to the first run of Malloy is headon.live. Thank you to all of you who keep all of this going. Sincerely. Completely, absolutely. Thank you to our PayPal and Patreon subscribers. Thank you to our a la carte contributors. This could not happen without you. I'm going to assume that there's $5 out there and that it's going to get fulfilled. And that means that tomorrow we will be down to $1,135 to go to finish the week and be current going into the new one. $1,135. Thanks, Ben Birch. Thanks, Brother Deacon Asa. Thanks, Sparky. Thanks, News Ninjas. Thank you, Coal River Mountain Watch. Get your shot. And always, 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 Gina, it's all for you. Later.